Assalamu alaikum, this is Sayyid Ali Imran and you're listening to the 4D's podcast brought to you by Mizan Institute. This is episode 95, Supplication for Curing Illness and a Specific Supplication for Fulfilling Our Needs. In Hadith number 30, we read that one day, a friend of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ali disappeared from his presence. And the Prophet did not see him until many, many days later. So the Prophet asked him where he was, and the man said, he was facing some issues at home, such as illness, and financial issues with his family. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ali said to him, let me teach you a dua by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep away illnesses and poverty from you. And the dua is as follows. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم توكلت على الحي الذي لا يموت والحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الظل وكبره تكبيرا. This is a supplication that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ali teaches this friend of his who was suffering from some financial issues and illnesses at home. And the Prophet says that if you recite this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repel and keep away these issues away from you. In Hadith number 31, we read that Abdullah bin Ja'far, the nephew of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that my uncle Ali ibn Abi Talib said, I will teach you a dua that I have not even taught Hassan and Hussein. When you have a need that you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then recite this dua and say, لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم لا إله إلا الله العلي العظيم سبحان الله رب السماوات السبع وما فيهن ورب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم إني أسألك بأنك ملك مقتدر وأنت على كل شيء قدير ما تشاء من كل شيء ما تشاء من كل شيء يكون. And then after reciting this dua, make your own supplication for what you need. Once again, this is a dua that Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches to his nephew Abdullah bin Ja'far, and he says this is a specific prescription that I am giving to you, and that he has not even taught it to his own children. At that time, perhaps they were younger, and he had not taught this to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein at that time. But regardless, Abdullah bin Ja'far narrates this, and he says that the Imam said that if you were to recite this dua, then make your hajat, then ask for what you need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will accept your dua. In the next episode, we will read a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in where he teaches a supplication to pay off your debts. Thanks for tuning in today, and to remain updated on the latest episodes, please follow us on our social media pages. And for more great content and other podcast series, please visit us on mizaninstitute.org. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.